Hello, everybody. This is Cars Entertainment Media with your hosts,
Austin,
Rikita,
and Keith,
where we talk about different forms of entertainment such as video games,
shows,
movies,
and books. Our first video game is Red Dead Redemption 2. Red Dead Redemption 2 is a game where you play as a character named Arthur Morgan, who runs in a game called the Vanderlyn Game, who is run by a character called Dutch Vanderlyn. And you go through different missions doing different robberies, and you can track tuberculosis.
But the main plot, well, like, their main goal in the game is to get money, like, to steal money and rob trains and banks and stuff.
But eventually, your character, Arthur Morgan, gets a change of heart, sort of. He doesn't believe he's a good person still, but he does what he can to change that by helping people that he's wronged, such as a family called, well, I can't remember their names, but he ended up killing the husband of the family, who is the one who gave him tuberculosis. And he helps them, and near the end of the game, characters near the climax of the game with Arthur Morgan, the characters in the gang are divided. There's some who believe that Dutch is in the right, and others who side with Arthur Morgan when they want to leave. And it turns into a fight between a character, Micah Bell, and your character, Arthur Morgan, who, by the end of the fight, Arthur dies because of his tuberculosis and the wounds he was inflicted.
I'm not gonna lie. He might be a wimp.
He was, like, slowly dying the whole game.
Yeah.
The whole game.
His tuberculosis worsened slowly and slowly as the game went on. It started with just a small cough, and then by the end of the game, your character is going through coughing fits.
Wasn't it just, like, tuberculosis, like, ease back then?
No.
No, this is with your lungs.
This has to do with your lungs.
Oh, yeah, this, okay.
This bacteria pretty much eats away at your lungs and kills you.
That sounds like a him problem.
But
not gonna lie.
But after your character dies, you switch to another character who is sort of like a brother to Arthur. His name is John Marston.
John Marston is a good person. He has a wife and a kid.
Does he smell good?
No, he does not.
No, he
doesn't
smell good.
It's the 1800s now.
And toward, be better.
I don't know. I forgot how he's at the end. You think you would, like, build your own house or something like that?
Yeah, you have to build your own house at some point.
That's in Minecraft.
And then your character gets back into crime for the sole purpose of paying off the loan he took to buy the materials for the house from what is pretty much an old-fashioned Sears catalog, because Sears used to sell houses.
John Marston is the main character that you play as in the first Red Dead Redemption.
Isn't Sears a store?
Yes, Sears is a store, but in the 1800s, they used to sell houses in these catalogs that you can buy from.
Interesting.
But anyway, back to the game. The Red Dead Redemption 2 is a prequel to the first game. So you get to see what happened before you play as John Marston in the first game.
So this Arthur Morgan feller, was he the only character?
He was the only character you could play as. The old guy with lumbago called Uncle.
What?
I'm not sure.
Isn't that a bread?
It's like Scottish.
Anyway, but yeah, there's a multitude of characters.
So lumbago's not bread?
Lumbago's not bread.
Oh. Interesting. Vehicles.
Yeah,
horses and wagons, or was there?
It was the 1800s. There were all horses.
That's not true. There were sleds. They had sleds. They could have sledded around.
But they didn't.
But why not?
Because there's no sleds.
Because they have better things than a sled.
I don't think they did. Sleds are pretty cool. Pretty fast, even.
But when you have wheels and two horses pulling you, it goes pretty fast.
Yeah, just get a horse with the sled, though. That'd be faster. Yeah, sled on rocks, you know.
Or
that's
just
pretty fast.
Go on, like, one horse and it goes faster. It's not like anything.
Sleds are just better. I don't know.
So,
yeah, that's it.
Those are your questions?
No, hold on. No, let me think. Sir Austin, the Seventh Order. What missions? Like, missions? Something about missions. How did those play out? How did missions play out?
Missions play out, they usually start with you talking to a character, and what they'll do is, like, maybe ask you to follow getting ready for a robbery, then you'll go home to get ready for it. Like, it will steal a wagon, Texas disguise, or something. Even you'll just, like, in one mission where you're robbing the actual bank in the city, in like an industrial city area. You go and ride with the rest of the gang to the city, park your horses, and go and rob the bank.
Not parking the sleds? We're not parking.
No, you're not parking the sleds.
Okay,
no,
interesting. No sleds.
And then, eventually the mission, and then it just tells you...
There were banks in the 1800s?
Yes, there were banks in the 1800s.
Is that when, like, the Dust Bowl happened? Yeah,
but this takes place after the Dust Bowl.
After the Dust Bowl, okay.
Wait, no. When did the... No, it doesn't matter. Whatever. Anyway, okay. Forget about the Dust Bowl.
Yeah, okay.
Because we probably got the dates wrong. Anyway.
All right.
But it tells you... It gives you instructions on what to do in the mission.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just do it.
You just do it.
Yeah. It's like GTA.
All right.
It's like GTA because it's made by the same people.
No. This isn't GTA. This is Red Dead.
No, duh. We're talking about it has...
No, it's not.
It's can't like...
Be.
GTA.
I think that is enough.
I think that's good. Yeah.
Move on to the next game.
Yeah.
Subnautica. This game. Is about, you're basically a man on Aurora, which is a big spaceship that came from this really advanced planet of people, and it crashes.
It crashes on a giant water planet.
Yeah, it crashes on a giant water planet, and you eject from it in an escape pod, and you land on this planet of water. It's called 2247.
It has one of those
something B
names.
It's like a long number.
It's one of those names that scientists give the planet when they can't be bothered to think of a name for it.
Yeah, they're lazy scientist people. Well, no one really knew about the planet though because they're all dead. They're all not existing.
Yeah.
But you basically land on this water planet and there's a lot of fish and things and you basically need to find a way to get off the planet in order to do that.
It's a survival game.
It's survival.
Gather resources to eat. Drink, eat stuff.
No, there's other modes like freedom where you don't need that. You don't need to do anything. You just need to not die.
So it's like Minecraft.
It's
no, no, no. This is a water planet.
Because you have to get materials to be able to build certain things.
No, no. This is a. In order to start off, you need to get ice. You need titanium. The materials aren't even close to what are in
they aren't close,
Minecraft.
I'm not saying they're the same as Minecraft.
They're entirely different games.
The concept is the same.
These games...
The concept is the same.
The concept is the same, but the games are entirely different.
That's what I mean. That's what I meant.
Then say it.
I tried.
Say it better. Say it better. I'm offended. I'm offended. Don't ever compare any other game to Subnautica, because Subnautica is unique. But it's special in my heart. It was my life for a little bit.
There's aliens.
Aliens, yes. Alien, you're on an alien planet, alien
wildlife,
fish. Yes.
And then there's also an alien, extinct alien race.
Yes, those they are the...
Architects,
that's it. And in the second game, Subnautica Below Zero, you learn more about that.
And you meet one.
You need me one. Shh, bro, don't spoil. Oh my god.
That's pretty well.
Like, look at this man. No. If you land on the planet, you need to survive. You need to get tools such as a knife. You need to get a scanner so you can scan different things so you know what they are because you're illiterate. I'm illiterate. You need to get these things in order to survive. And there's fish. There's the fish, normal
like
fish.
Peepers,
yes. We got the cuttlefish. We got the. No, cuttle. There's only one. There's only one cuttlefish.
There's two. Actually, no, there's
two.
Three.
There's three
cuttlefish.
Sure, there's three cuttlefish, and...
Rikita, what are you laughing about?
Doesn't matter. We don't care about these fish. These fish don't matter. You go, and you have to basically escape the planet. You need to... The fish. You need to get to the planet. You need to escape it. And there's evil fish trying to kill you, such as...
The giant squid heads.
There's no squid heads, no. There's warpers. We got warpers, the Reaper Leviathans. We got the... All those cool, scary creatures. But it's not really like... You can consider it a horror game and a survival, but it's not. They don't mean it to be a horror game. It's more just survival.
It's mostly made up if you are scared.
If you're scared of the ocean and things inside the ocean. Don't recommend this game to ocean haters. What's that scientific word?
I forgot what it was
called. We'll just say ocean haters. And...
Water phobia.
Water.
No, it's not.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And yeah, you need to escape the planet.
So the first game's about you just trying to escape the
planet. And the second one,
what happened to the people that were there?
Yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. And then you need to go down
one,
like
a woman. I forgot her name.
Her name, who?
You're trying to find her sister Sam.
Her Sam, yeah, Sam.
And then the game kind of just ends there.
No. Or the story. No.
The story ends
for Below
there
Zero.
With her sister.
Are we talking about Below Zero or Subnautica right now?
Below
Zero.
No, I remember right now. Below Zero. The basic of this overarching story starts with you trying to find your sister, but then it turns into you trying to help Sam, which is
the, no, they changed the game. Nope, that changed the game.
Alan.
That's how I used to, yeah.
But then, to help the architect.
Yeah, they changed the game. You used to have to help your sister and all that, but then they changed it to the. We're on some Below Zero, by the way, now, not Subnautica. Other one, you just have to escape the planet, but this one, more in depth, because you need to get to an alien civilization. You need to help this alien named Alan get to his planet. And it eventually you do that, and it kind of just ends. The game ends. You don't go anywhere after that.
You doesn't
go
it
through
just take you to like your last save?
No, yeah, it does.
It just like lets you do whatever.
Yep, you just go back and you can do whatever you want.
So that's Subnautica.
But no, but it's a cold planet this time. This time
it's like ice
frozen cold planet.
Too.
This is it's still at 2-4. No, wait.
It's a different planet.
No, it's not. It's the same planet, but it's a different part of the planet. This is you're a new character. You're a different person now in the game. And yeah, there's cool creatures. There's the squid sharks. There's the hoopfish. Hoopfish is pretty cool. And you get air from them because you can't
there's
breathe
sea
in one.
Too.
There's
they
not sea monkey. Yes, they're little freakazoids. They steal your stuff when they're in your hand. And yeah, basically, wait, no,
There's just a lot more.
There's a lot more involved with this game than anyone thinks. It's a great game. Good game.
That's Subnautica. From what I know, this game, it's about a couple. You play as like three characters. It's choice based. What you say and do have consequences. And that's about all I know. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a story based game.
Story. Yeah, like the
Walking
Dead.
Walking Dead.
Yeah.
It's like The Walking Dead, though. Android.
Interesting.
Yeah.
There's like a new, I know there's like a new game like that coming out soon.
I know a couple of the characters' names. Connor, Marcus, and Kate, something like that.
I think it's Kate.
Kate. I know that Kate, I remember watching a playthrough of it. Kate takes care of a little girl in her story. Connor is with a guy called Lieutenant Dan or Lieutenant or something like that. And Marcus leads an uprising of androids that, depending on your choices, get gunned down, or they get gunned down either way, but either goes good or goes bad for them. is there anything else about the game?
This is a spoiler. The little girl she finds out that she's an android too. And the little girl's dad was abusive, and there's like this crack, it's like a red crack that goes around, it's like a drug, and he was like, would always use it, and his wife left him, and he blamed on the little android girl. And Kate, before she joined, he gets her in like the android shop or whatever, and basically he had broke her before, I guess you could say broke her, like damaged the android, and then had it repaired after saying she got hit by a bus.
Reminded me of Annabelle. I don't know why. It sounds like Annabelle. The old doll destroyed, and then
she's an android though.
Oh, same thing.
So
same thing. What's the difference?
Kate ends up taking care of a
little girl
another
after
android girl
escaping and running away. She doesn't find out that she's an android until later.
I do remember a scene where like it was the two of them. Like, I guess you could say without their human shell on. It was just like the robot parts of them. And I also remember a part where Connor's in a room full of other Connors.
That's editing.
What?
Oh, no, that's not editing. That's in the game. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's in the game.
It's in the game. I don't remember that exact part. But he does realize that he's an android and he's not the only one. Like,
he's not the
like
only
him.
Connor.
He's not the only Connor. I can easily replace him.
That sounds horrible.
That's sad. That's really sad.
What about with Marcus? I know that he also had a father type
figure.
Character.
Yeah,
who was a painter.
He was like a famous painter, like an artist. And his, the painter's son came in, but he was also starting to do that, like, that drug. And then, basically, the son came over to get some money, but he was like, the dad was like, I already gave you a bunch of money, so what happened to it? And he wouldn't tell him. And then the son started getting mad at Marcus, the android, and was blaming it on him. Then he shoved his dad to the floor.
Oh, God.
And the dad eventually died, but he, when the cops came, he eventually blamed it on the android, and the android got shot and then sent to the android dump.
And I assume Marcus repaired himself because he's there to lead an android revolt.
Yeah.
So it seems like the son was jealous of Marcus.
He was very jealous of Marcus.
I mean, yeah, if the android came, kind of sort of took your place as your dad's son.
But he only took the place because he was starting to do drugs.
Yeah.
Which such a tragic story.
No, don't do drugs.
It's truly a tragic story.
Was Marcus's revolt successful or no?
Depending on your choices, terrible. It can be successful.
I think I remember you telling me about how you can get Marcus to put like it, like sort of hack into a bunch of TV screens to.
Yeah, on one scene you have to press on like the android like thing, like they can park their androids. I don't know, that's like weird.
What?
You can park them.
Like cars?
Like cars, basically. Like cars. You park them in a little booth thing. And basically, if he puts his hand, like, on them or on, like, the bus machine thing, then he can, like, say, join me, and they'll have the same mindset that he does.
And these cars...
So they'll gain, like, a little bit of sentience.
Yeah.
Or enough to be their own person.
Yeah.
It's pretty high-tech cars, I'm not gonna lie.
And basically, they went on a riot, and then a lot of the cops ended up shooting down a bunch of androids, and then they give up, and eventually... I don't remember the ending... But
I assume that if you purposely play the game bad, you can get the worst ending for every character.
You could. I'm pretty sure every character would just end in the game. Oh, and there's something like on the screen where like you press play and stuff. There's an android that talks to you, and you can choose to like let her go or keep having her be working for you.
So like the menu screen has like a talking little robot voice.
It's an android voice. Yes.
And you have the option of basically getting rid of that feature entirely or keeping it?
No, you have the option towards the end to let her be free and like do what she wants to, or have her stay and keep being like working for you.
Where she'll just like read you stuff.
Yeah. Menu. Yes.
That's
key. Not read you stuff off the end. She'll say like a quote or something.
I think I know what Keith would choose. He would keep. Mm-hmm. He would choose to keep her.
Who?
The android.
What?
The android. Choose to let the android go, like be free to what she wants, or have her stay and keep working.
What girl?
Would you do that?
The old girl?
No. The android that's on the main.
In the main menu, there's an android type person that would like read quotes from what Rikita said.
Would read quotes?
Sometimes it would read quotes.
No, I'd get rid of him.
Get rid of him.
How are you feeling today?
I'd get rid of him. I don't like him. They sound stingy.
Wow.
Sound like that person from Avatar.
From Avatar?
Judy. Her name is Judy.
The water one?
Yeah. No. No.
Oh,
the
blue
people? The Ba Sing Se one.
Oh, that. Okay,
yeah.
No,
she kind of just follows you around.
No
she's
war
like.
In Ba Sing Se, that person.
Yeah, there is no war.
Well, anyway, on to the next game, which will be Subnautica.